أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين. We are reading the surah, Surah Wattin, in which Allah Ta'ala later on in the surah explains that Allah has created man and brought him to the best of forms and to the height of his perfection. And then Allah Ta'ala drops him right down again. That is like a old age comes in and a person becomes like completely useless. He loses his memory also. He can't use his hands, legs or anything. Or that Allah gave him the capacity to reach the highest heights, and he could surpass the malaika also and become the envy of the malaika. But when he does not use that faculty, then he comes right down and he goes to asfali safilin, right at the lowest level of Jahannam. And in that is a reminder that when Allah has given us this capacity, that we use it properly. And it is those who are the people, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, who do righteous deeds, bring iman, do righteous deeds, then there is an endless reward for them. Then Allah Ta'ala poses a question here at the end, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ, پھر تو اس کے پیچھے کیوں جھٹلائے بدلہ ملنے کو. Then after all this, why is it that you are still falsifying the recompense, that is the day of judgment when all retribution will be done for every smallest good. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, the smallest good a person will do, he will see it there. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, and the smallest of evil that a person does, even a mustard seed equal to that, he will also see it on the day of Qiyamah. So what is it that makes you falsify? The non-believers, the kuffar of Makkah Sharif, this is one thing which they just could not comprehend, that when a person is dead and he has been turned into dust, only his bones and that or some little bone is left, and then how can Allah bring that back to life? This is all when we follow our own intelligence and our own brains, and then we can make this logic. But if we know the Qudrat of Allah, we know there is absolutely nothing impossible for Allah. And especially here, as Allah Ta'ala has explained, that how man from like being nothing, and then he becomes a little infant, a fetus, and then a little infant, and then he comes in this world and reaches his climax and his height, and then how he declines. This is a lesson for everyone, that just like that, this world also reaches its height, comes to an end. And the end result is the final result. Like that, the result in the Akhirat, that will be the real result and the final result. And we are reminded of this in various ways also. On a daily basis we see complete darkness, like when we came now for Fajr, when we go out there will be light and it will reach to its highest at 11, 12 o'clock. And then a decline starts, so the whole of mankind can see this, that everything starts from like nothing, reaches its height and goes back again into the night, into nothingness. On a weekly basis we see the weekend is like dead, and then the week starts, reaches its heights and goes back again into nothingness. We see the moon on a monthly basis. There is no moon, we don't see it. And then it comes out and reaches its height by the 14th and then declines and becomes finished. On a yearly basis we see the land, in winter how it is dead. There is no life in it whatsoever. But then we see it coming to back to life again, reaches its height, gives all its crops and everything to mankind, and goes back again into when winter comes and there is nothing. So all this is clear proof that in the same way man also has come. He is going up to everything and then he will go to nothingness. But then, just like all these things, they have the final result. And like that, man will have his final result on the day of Qiyamah. And that is the thing that we all have to ponder, what will be our condition there. As one great Allah Wala says, a very beautiful poem, ke hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. In this world, no matter how we live, this way or that way, no matter people praised us, they criticized us, or whatever has happened, but the real thing is to see on the day of Qiyamah, in front of Allah, what is our result. That will be the most greatest determining factor, and all of us have to have that worry also all the time, that how will I fare on the day of Qiyamah, what will be my position, and after that is forever Jannat, or may Allah save us all, a person, Allah save us from the slightest punishment also, of the grave also, of the day of Qiyamah, of Jahannam, Allah protect us all our family. All these things are things to ponder about. Amongst them, one is pul sirat, to cross the bridge over Jahannam. And everyone, kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya, each and every person will have to cross pul sirat. Nobody will be exempted from that. And for the believers, non-believers, before that they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us all. And then the believers, when as they are crossing according to their amal, and we all know it's no easy task, and we should give it some thought that I have to pass this bridge. It's a journey of 1500 years, and it won't be easy at all, but we live a life like it doesn't exist, it's not going to happen to me. I'm very pious, I will definitely pass. We don't know what it will be like, and this is what a person has to think about. So Allah says, what is it that has made you to falsify all this? The recompense in the qabr, when the questions will be asked, on the day of Qiyamah, when you will be questioned, your actions will be put into the scale and will be weighed, and when you will have to cross pull sirat, and the questioning of Allah Ta'ala, who knows each and everything of yours, and He will question you, and in front of everyone Allah will question, how will a person fare on that day? So we all have to think of that. This looks like a small ayat, but it has got great, great matter and material in it, and great matter for us to ponder, that we believe in the day of Qiyamah. So when we do believe, and that belief has reached that extent that it makes us make amal to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. And then again, not only for ourselves, we have to worry our family members also. We have to worry of our extended family, our neighbors, our community, the whole ummah, the whole of mankind. And in fact, we should make dua for whole of mankind and all of jinnat also, that we all, that the day of Qiyamah, that we all can fare well there in front of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.